Chapter 1. The Global Macro Maven. Ray Dalio, Bridgewater Associates. Above all else, I want you to think for yourself, to decide, 1. What you want, 2. What is true, and 3. What to do about it. I want you to do that in a clear-headed, thoughtful way, so that you get what you want. From the introduction to Ray Dalio's Principles. In his famous Principles, Raymond, or Ray Dalio, tells his employees, "You learn so much more from the bad experiences in your life than the good ones. Make sure to take the time to reflect on them. If you don't, a precious opportunity will have gone to waste. Remember that pain plus reflection equals progress." This is just one of the many aphorisms, precepts, nuggets of wisdom, and practical management tips that the 62-year-old Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates, the global macro fund that is the world's largest hedge fund, with $120 billion under management, emphasizes time and time again. Bridgewater advises and runs portfolios for the most powerful pension funds, central banks, and countries around the world. In fact, a recent study by London-based research firm Preqin shows that Bridgewater is the most popular hedge fund among public pensions. If you did a quick search on Dalio, you'd be flooded with stories of his firm's success in the markets, including generating its best returns in the most difficult markets of the last decade, and get a fair dose of his philosophy on life and management. For example, Dalio has been practicing transcendental meditation for more than 40 years and calls it the single biggest influence on his life. You'd also find that his most important maxims involve his relentless pursuit of truth and hunger for personal evolution. His unwavering focus on these goals has no doubt affected his performance figures and client satisfaction for the better, but has earned him mixed reviews from employees, some of whom judge his approach as unnecessarily harsh. Dalio is unapologetic. In his Principles, Dalio proudly says, "I have become a hyper-realist." Dalio is also well known for how his big picture, innovative thinking has changed investing in important ways. In fact, industry magazine AICIO devoted its 2011 cover story, "Is Ray Dalio the Steve Jobs of Investing?" to him, highlighting the similarities between the two leaders' motivations and approaches and how each has impacted his industry. Dalio, like Jobs, feels his life is a journey during which he must turn his bold visions into reality. Dalio's industry-changing innovations have earned him 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards and won Bridgewater dozens of Best of Awards. Dalio says the form of meditation he practices is a combination of relaxation and a very blissful experience. That sounds more like an orgasm than it really is. By blissful, I just mean that I just feel really good and relaxed and in good shape. You go into a different mental state, neither conscious nor unconscious, but unlike when you're sleeping, if a pin drops all of a sudden, it can reverberate through you. It's shocking. It took some time for Dalio to discover a meditation technique he could master, but eventually he began to notice that even 20 minutes of meditation could make up for hours of lost sleep. It also began to change the way he was thinking about things. He became more centered and more creative. Meditation put Dalio in a clear-headed state so that when challenges came at him, he could handle them, like a ninja, in a calm, thoughtful way. He says, "When you're centered, your emotions are not hijacking you. You have the ability to think clearly, put things in their right place, and have good perspective." The makings of a maven. Sitting in his modern Westport, Connecticut office in a blue Bridgewater polo shirt and khakis, Dalio seemed comfortable and at peace. But cultivating a calm mind and demeanor hasn't dampened his lifelong desire for independent thinking. Growing up the son of a jazz musician and a homemaker, Dalio didn't like following instructions or remembering what he was taught. Instead, he loved chasing after what he wanted and figuring out for himself how to get it. Because his parents afforded him the freedom to do this, he feels he received a better-than-normal education, learning more from negative experiences.